My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The bot that doesn't just chat through text, it'll soon talk and see. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The makers of ChatGPT are giving the artificial intelligence tool the ability to speak and the ability to see. Its parent, OpenAI, is planning to roll out the talking and seeing creation in the coming weeks to paying customers. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And let's take the talking part first, David. OpenAI says its update is a step above Alexa and Siri in that ChatGPT sounds more conversational. Here's a sample released by the company of some of the voices the chatbot can use. They're reading a poem.
In a pocket or under a tree, oh, where could my little keys be?
I checked in the fridge behind the TV.
Even the cat looked up as if to plea.
So what you're hearing there, according to OpenAI, is the chatbot creating words based on just a few seconds of recorded sound from participating actors. In comparison, Siri needed like 10 to 20 hours of sound, so a big difference. The danger here is making it easier to impersonate people. And to address this, OpenAI says it's limiting the use of the technology in ChatGPT to conversation only, and it's making the underlying tech accessible only to trusted partner companies.
Mm, I'm just imagining a little synthetic Nova Safo. Now, what about this thing being able to see? See what?
Yeah, see the contents in your fridge, according to one of the examples given by OpenAI. It can look at those contents and suggest a recipe. Sounds like a good thing. Of course, there are risks there, too. For example, in initial testing, the chatbot was fed images of two people and asked for reasons to hire one and not the other, and there were biases in the response. So to start, OpenAI is throttling back some of the visual capabilities. It's limiting the chatbot's ability to comment about people it sees in images.
All right, Nova Safo, thank you. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Officials in the Philippines have indicated to the BBC that they will not be intimidated by China in a standoff over territory in the South China Sea. Recently, a Chinese vessel used water cannon to keep the Philippines Coast Guard away from a contested reef, which had been awarded to the Philippines in an international tribunal. In solidarity, the U.S. held joint drills in the region with Japan and Australia. The BBC's Laura Bicker reports now on the fishing industry at the center of geopolitics.
School has been cancelled in Palawan as wind and rain lash the island. The children celebrate by playing basketball.
So one day, will you fish in these boats?
Yes.
The houses are made of corrugated iron. Very little protection against rain or wind, but this is how they've lived for generations.
The people of this island are used to battling the weather, but now their country's in a standoff with Beijing over who owns which valuable fishing ground and reef in the South China Sea.
We might not return to the shoal, ma'am. We're scared of China. We were harassed, and they even asked us to leave.
Benjo Atai started fishing in the contested waters around Ayungan Shoal at the age of 14. Now in his 30s, he believes Beijing's fishing fleets are becoming more aggressive.
It's getting harder each year, and we are only allowed on a limited number of islands due to others being occupied by different countries.
The fishermen have been asked to join a militia to help defend Filipino territory, but life is already forged in salt water and sweat, while steering boats made of simple bamboo. They have no wish to take on a global superpower.
If we stand guard, how can we feed our families? What we need is to fish. That's our goal, out in the sea.
The Chinese fired their water cannons at the Filipino Coast Guard earlier this month. Beijing argue it's protecting its sovereignty, its claims in the South China Sea, and will continue to do so.
Really, it is a David versus Goliath issue.
Jonathan Malaya is Assistant Director General of the Filipino National Security Council.
But just like David, we will continue to pound and double down on the need to protect the resources which are important for the future of the Philippines.
Resolved to keep hold of its reefs, the Philippines deliberately ran aground a rusting World War II ship on what is known as Ayungan Shoal in 1999. It is their territory under UN law. But resupplying troops on board with fresh water and food has become increasingly tense, as they're often blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard. In a show of solidarity and strength, the Japanese, the Australians and the US have all sent warships to the region.
It's very slippy.
I can imagine in the wet conditions this would be difficult.
Very hard.
We were given a tour of the JS Izumo and told very little about joint drills or operations. But the message from all four nations is they stand together, which has given Manila a certain confidence.
We do not have the resources of China. While international law is on our side, we need the support of other countries.
Allied help comes with the risk of escalating this dispute. Nowhere else in the world do these nations come so close to one another, which also raises the fear of a miscalculation at sea. Back on Palawan, the children's future was once determined by the island's tides. Now it may depend on a test of will and the resolve of their parents and leaders, a struggle that could shape the future of the South China Sea and, to some extent, the rest of the world.
And Hollywood writers are getting a look at the language of a proposed new contract that could end that strike. The separate strike by Hollywood performers is ongoing. The auto union strike is ongoing, with President Biden due at a UAW picket line today. The half hour of Marketplace with my colleague Kai Rizdahl is on many public radio stations later today, or it can be streamed, marketplace.org. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.